This week on Senior Voices, we meet 84-year-old Connie Cole. Born in Minnesota and raised in Washington, D.C., she came to the Dayton area in the early 1960s when her husband got a job at Wright Patt. Together, they built a house and raised their three kids in a neighborhood called Seville in Riverside, where she's lived ever since. Connie shared her memories with Dayton Metro Library volunteer interviewer Jason Coatney Schuler.
Well, we built the house in an area that was brand new, so they were all young families just like us. And you know, like I was a Boy Scout and Girl Scout leader, and for the Boy Scouts, you know, they all lived in the neighborhood. It was wonderful. You know, I'd say, give my son a note, and the teacher would announce it and save me all the calling and so forth. It was because they were all in the same school. Mm-hmm. That was nice.
Tell me a little bit about what downtown was like, if you can remember that, in the 60s.
Right. That used to be my treat. While my husband watched the children, I would take the bus downtown. Yeah. And just, you know, there was a dime store down there, and we, you know, I'd have lunch there and then go to the Elder Bierman and what is now, I think it was called Reich's at the time. And there were three large stores downtown, and that was my Saturday treat to get away from the youngsters.
That's great. What is your favorite thing about living in Dayton?
Let's see, the favorite thing. There are just so many opportunities. I mean, you know, I think that looking back, I mean, I enjoyed my little trips downtown, but my daughter and I have season tickets to the opera. And we have, I do water aerobics three times a week. We have a nice recreation center. And I just think they have opportunities for everything.
That was Connie Cole speaking with Jason Coatney Schuler as part of the Senior Voices Project. This interview was edited by Community Voices producer and Senior Voices project coordinator, Jocelyn Robinson. Senior Voices is a collaboration between the Dayton Metro Library, Rebuilding Together Dayton, and WYSO. This series is made possible by the generous support of the Delmar Healthcare Fund of the Dayton Foundation.